AP News, I'm Haya Punjwani. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado says she presented her Nobel Peace Prize medal to President Donald Trump. She described it as a recognition of his commitment to Venezuela's freedom. The meeting comes amid U.S. efforts to control Venezuela's oil following the capture of Nicolas Maduro. Machado has been a key figure in opposing Venezuela's ruling party since 2004. Speaking with White House reporters, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem declined to say how many sanctioned oil tankers the U.S. is tracking in Venezuela.
I can't speak to the specifics of the operation, although we are watching the entire shadow fleet and how they're moving. I'm very proud of our Coast Guard, how they've partnered with the Department of War to do unprecedented actions in bringing these flags under jurisdiction that often, or these ships under jurisdiction that in many instances aren't flagged or they're affiliated with a country moving this unauthorized oil to avoid our sanction policy.
There is more tension in Minneapolis between ICE agents and the public. AP's Ed Donahue.
This man got tear gas in his eyes.
There you go. All right, here we go. You all right?
Just keep pouring water.
There you go. Keep going. Oh, there we go. Ugh. I know. Don't rub. Listen to me.
It comes as President Trump threatens to invoke the Insurrection Act in Minnesota to deal with the protesters. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was asked why people in Minneapolis are being asked on the street to provide proof of citizenship.
In every situation, we're doing targeted enforcement. If we are on a target and doing an operation, there may be individuals surrounding that criminal that we may be asking who they are and why they're there and having them validate their identity. That's what we've always done.
The law allows presidents to use the military domestically, but only on rare occasions. I'm Ed Donahue.
The UN Security Council is hosting an emergency meeting to discuss Iran's deadly protests at the request of the United States. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks closed a bit higher on Wall Street and edged closer to the all-time high they set early this week. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% Thursday, breaking a two-day losing streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 292 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.2%. AI-related stocks did well. They got some help from a strong profit report from Taiwan Semiconductor, a major supplier to the industry. Nvidia rose 2.1%. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market. That came after some encouraging reports on employment claims and manufacturing in the Northeast. The yield on the 10-year Treasury rose to 4.17%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The average long-term U.S. mortgage rate is now down to its lowest level in more than 3 years. The benchmark 30-year fixed rate mortgage rate eased to 6.06 this week, down from last week. I'm Haya Punjwani, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.